Blog Talk Radio.
Don't move that radio dial any further, because you're at the right station at the right time and at the right place. Welcome to the biggest three-day weekend online. You're listening to his marvelous radio show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. We're on live, right here, right now. So sit back, relax, and listen and enjoy.
Yes, you are a marvelous singer, everyone. Welcome to the biggest three-day weekend online. This is the marvelous radio show brought to you live on Talk Talk Radio. This is the D-Man here, Derek Barrett. How's everyone doing this wonderful, beautiful, sunny Sunday afternoon? It's 3:10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. I apologize for the technical delay that we had today. I hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful Sunday. Of course, we still have the NHL and the Stanley Cup Finals still going on, and the NBA Finals still going on right now. But let's go ahead and do this in advance for the people who already have won their battles, their championships, and their races. Let's go on with Queen.
I paid my dues. You're about to die. My sentence, but to leave it, don't cry. As badly changed, I've made a few. I've had my chance.
Yeah.
how you fulfill the musical theme. I had to stop right there before I start bawling again like I did yesterday. But nothing wrong with some tears, man. Sometimes you got to cry to keep from laughing, you know. But these are happy tears. Because they'll see, we pretty much ran the gamut this weekend. We went from talking about donuts, free donuts, to heroes, fallen heroes, and surviving heroes, all the way to champions. Talking about donuts, getting free donuts at Krispy Kreme or Dunkin' Donuts, whichever place is the closest to you, to heroes. Many of them fallen heroes, some who survived, like talking about D-Day 71 years ago today. Yesterday was the 71st anniversary of D-Day and those who survived D-Day and those who gave their lives to stop Hitler and his Nazis in World War II. I also talked yesterday about the moving funeral of Bo Biden, Vice President Biden's oldest son, who was eulogized by President Barack Obama. Very, very moving day. It's been a very emotional roller coaster of a weekend, I guess you might say, to say the least. And today we have a whole bunch of champions. Just want to talk about some good news. Hopefully, most of them have been, or mostly good, I should say. Some just obscure, some that you probably already know or don't know in detail. Well, no further delay. Here are the news. Serena Williams has done it again. Serena Williams has won her 20th Grand Slam championship, defeating Lucy Safarova in France at the French Open yesterday. Yesterday afternoon. Yes, congratulations to Serena Williams. Yes. Yes. Serena Williams has won 20 Grand Slam championships. She's now second on the all-time list of having more championship than any other female tennis player. Only Steffi Graf has more championship trophies. She has 22 in all as far as Grand Slam championship titles. So now Serena Williams is now the number two on the all-time list in women tennis players in the open era. She now has 20 championship victories. This is her third French Open title. So now, I guess the next one that's coming up, since it is June, I guess the next one that's coming up will be the English Open, or should I say the Wimbledon Championships, which usually falls on the 4th of July weekend. Do you think it's a coincidence that the British Open or the Wimbledon Championships always fall on the 4th of July holiday season? Coincidence? I don't think so. I'm just saying it just sounds to be really convenient, you know. But I digress. Congratulations, Serena Williams. Congratulations on your 20th victory and your your 20th Grand Slam victory and your third French Open title. Man, it is hot as blazes up here. I'm telling you. I am so glad. I have thanked God for the person who invented central air heating, because I would be sweating sweat myself into a coma if it wasn't for central air and heating, I tell you. I mean, seriously, I'm sweating like a racehorse. I'm sweating like Secretariat and Seabiscuit and Seattle Slough combined. Speaking of these racehorses, Preakness, American Pharoah has done it. He has done it again. The man, the horse, the guy who created the guy, the horse who thought Harold thought we would see it in our lifetime, not since the horse affirmed won the Triple Crown in 1978 for the first time in 37 years. A horse has won all three, won the Triple Crown, won the Preakness, won the Kentucky Derby, and won the Belmont Stakes yesterday. American Pharoah, you have done it all. Congratulations to you, your owner, your jockey, Mr. Victor Esperanza, I think that's his name. I apologize if I mispronounced your name, but sir, congratulations on you for able to control and guide American Pharoah to his third victory. I know this is like the second or third. Yet this is the third time he actually had a chance to get to the Triple Crown. So I guess it's definitely true that it is best the third time around. Third time's a charm. So congratulations to you, Victor, Mr. Victor, the jockey, also the owner, and also the people who trained. A firm trained American Pharoah. He won in 5.5 lengths, which gave him the highest time, which helped him get the second highest time in Belmont Stakes history. Of course, Secretariat, you know, basically he's like the Michael Jordan of racehorses. No one will be able to beat his time of 31 lengths so far. That is going to be a record that's probably going to hold for all time. So, but nevertheless, congratulations to American Pharoah, the first horse to win all three races in 1 year. The first time in 37 years since the Fern won in 1978. Congratulations to you, American Pharoah, for winning Preakness, the Kentucky Derby, and the Belmont Stakes. Here's to you, sir. Here's to you, American Pharoah. And speaking of some championships of past champions or people who used to talk to news, I meant to mention this yesterday and this past Friday. I didn't get a chance to this the last weekend because we were on hiatus. Had to get some more inventory to get more parts to keep the show going afloat. Just want to say congratulations to Mr. Bob Schieffer, who last Sunday hosted his final broadcast of Face the Nation Sunday before last. And that basically ends a 24-year career hosting Face the Nation, as well as a 58-year career, nearly a six-decade career of reporting the news through CBS. So thank you, CBS. Thank you, Bob Schieffer. You've done a great service. To journalism, and I have to say I thank you. You're a great inspiration. You are a class act, just like David Letterman, who retired last month. You're also a class act, and we will also miss you, whether it's on Sunday afternoon, Sunday morning, on TV, or just in news in general. We're definitely going to miss you. Have a happy retirement, Mr. Bob Schieffer. Thank you very much for your journalism service. Yeah, this has been a lot of stories about champions. Just want to let you know also, as far as the updates of the Stanley Cup Finals, last night, the Tampa Bay Lightning came back from a deficit. They were in the lead 1-0, then Chicago Blackhawks tied it up 1-1, and then they had the lead, and then at the very last minute of the final period, Tampa Bay Lightning came back and won game two by the score of 4-3, going to Tampa Bay Lightning. So they have now tied the Stanley Cup Series 1-1. Game three will be, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I have the schedule right with me. Thank goodness I was able to get the schedule for that. Let's see. Game three will be Monday, June 8th at 8 p.m. on NBC Sports Network, CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Channel, and TVA Sports. So definitely check your local listings, your cable listings, or your satellite listings to see if you're able to get the Stanley Cup Finals this week. Game 3 will be June 8th at 8 p.m. Tampa Bay Lightning will be playing at Chicago. And Game 4, June 10th. Game 4 will be on June 10th. Will be on a Wednesday, also at 8 p.m. That's also going to be at Chicago. Game 5 will be at Tampa. Will be at Tampa if necessary, which since we already have a Game 3, so there may be, there's definitely going to be a Game 5. Whether or not there's going to be a Game 6 or 7, we'll find out later in the week. Game 5 will be at Tampa Bay at June 13th, which will be on a Saturday or Friday? Friday or Saturday. Trying to figure out which, when will that be. It will be on a Saturday, excuse me. Game 5 will be on a Saturday, June 13th at 8 p.m., and that will be on NBC, CBC, or TVA Sports. Game 6, if necessary, will be on June 15th. That will be on a Monday. That will be on Monday, a week from tomorrow at 8 p.m., also on NBC. And Game 7, if needed, Game 7 will be at Tampa on June 17th, which will be on a Wednesday at 8 p.m. So check your local listings and check the games of the Stanley Cup Finals. Like I said, Chicago Blackhawks, Game 5 will be at Tampa. Game 6 will be at Chicago. And then, if needed, Game 7 will be at Tampa. But Game 3 will be tomorrow at Chicago at 8 p.m. So definitely check it out, especially for all you fans, hockey fans out there. I know there's not that many, but still check it out if you can. To our Middle Georgia listeners, hope you're enjoying this sunny Sunday while you can, because even though it is 90 degrees, the high is supposed to be 91 and with a low of 68, 67 degrees. Definitely try to keep yourself cool as you can. There may be a slight chance of evening showers. And like I said, definitely appreciate the sunlight, because the sun rays today, because it's going to be really, really wet this upcoming week. Monday through Friday is going to be nothing but showers. So definitely keep yourselves dry and keep yourselves cool, because you never know. Like I said, it's June, so you know hurricane season is now in effect until all the way to November 30th. So definitely keep yourself dry. And just want to let you all know about that. To our Middle Georgia listeners, hope you're keeping cool and keep yourself dry. Speaking of some more championship news, this is from Athens, Georgia. The former University of Georgia football coach and athletic director, Vince Dooley, has reclaimed something that he thought he'd never see again, which was his national championship ring he won while working as an assistant coach at Auburn University in 1957. The ring was stolen from Dooley's home in Athens, Georgia, back in 2011, and Dooley thought it was gone for good. But, however, the Athens Banner-Herald reports, the city's newspaper, reported that the ring had showed up in a pawn shop last week in Athens. Police were alerted after a woman sold the ring for $400, and it stood out to Officer Gene Davis because he investigated the theft 4 years ago. Dooley says he takes his hat off to the officer. Coach Dooley says he takes his hat off to the officer for staying with the case for so long. Dooley's initials were on the ring and helped identify it. So congratulations to you, Mr. Coach Dooley, former Coach Dooley, for getting back your 57 National Championship Auburn ring, which I understand is very valuable, simply because, well, Auburn is his alma mater. And, I mean, despite being a coach for the University of Georgia and he was assistant coach at Auburn, Auburn was his alma mater where he graduated from. So I have no problem with Coach Dooley. Auburn is, He's a rival, a conference rival, but hey, he was the coach for Georgia, so I don't have nothing. I got nothing but love for him. So, congratulations to you on finding your ring. Also, speaking of keeping yourself cool, here's another season talking about something much more lighter than hurricane season. There's some watermelon season that's starting up right now. And this is from Angie Rago from WGXA News, the ABC and Fox affiliate for Macon, Georgia. And this is from Cordele, Georgia. Says Georgia's known for peaches and pecans. Of course, you know that. And also, newly recently, blueberries. But recently, one of Georgia's other top crops is getting picked and sent to your local grocery store. Says in Cordele, Georgia, workers formed an assembly line as they picked the ripe watermelons. Says Dan King, a watermelon farmer, says that, quote, the belly will be a creamy yellow color. Says that the stripes will be broken on top, that the end of the watermelon will be kind of pushed a little bit, and the stem curl will actually be dying. And Dan King is a second-generation watermelon farmer. He says it'll take a few rounds of picking before all the ripe watermelons come off of his 100 acres. And Cordele, Georgia, is called the watermelon capital of the world. It's also, I think, the home for Joseph Lavender, who has his film, The Legend of Seven to a Maggie, which will be a selection in the upcoming Macon Film Festival, coming up soon. It says, in Chris County, farmers produce more watermelons than any other county in Georgia, with over 2,000 acres last year. Greg Legger, another farmer, says, it's a big part of our farm gate value. It says, his family picks, packs, and ships the watermelons that King grows. He says, I think Georgia ranks as the number four shipper and producer of watermelon. And King says that if you want the best watermelon from the grocery store, it's all about the color and the sound. You want one that's a nice glossy appearance to it, says Mr. King. That says, tap a watermelon, and if you hear a nice sound to it, most of the time it's good and ripe. And he says that also Greg Laguerre says that workers will be busy picking through watermelon season, which goes through August, and says they grow fascination with watermelons, which come both with and without seed. It says the bee has to pollinate the seedless watermelon seven times from a seeded watermelon before the seedless watermelon is ripe and ready for your summer picnic. And also, Cordele's 66th annual Watermelon Days Festival will be going on through the month of June. So if you want info for this festival, head to www.cityofcordele.com/watermelonfestival.html. So definitely check that out if you happen to stop by in the state of Georgia, particularly in South Georgia, going to Cordele. Definitely check them out for the Watermelon Days Festival that's going on this month right now. Speaking of which, that's going on this month, as far as entertainment, we have, of course, you know, the Tony Awards is going to be on tonight on CBS, Tony Awards, which is the award to celebrate all the theater and stage and screen, all the theater performances, those plays and musicals that are performed on Broadway, specifically on Broadway. It will be hosted by Tony Award winners Christian Chenoweth and Mr. Alan Cummings, who's best known for acting on the show The Good Wife, which also airs on CBS. Definitely check that out tonight, the Tony Awards, which will be on tonight at 8 p.m. on CBS. And also, let's not forget to our Middle Georgia listeners, like I said, if you didn't get a chance to see it, if you didn't get a chance to hear from the last broadcast Wednesday at the Douglas Theater, they will be showing the Oscar-winning and Golden Globe Award-winning film, Selma, which yours truly was in recently, is going to be showing at the Douglas Theater Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m. That's Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m. And if you're a senior citizen, the admission is free. So if you're a senior citizen and you want to go to downtown in a nice little nice, wonderful, beautiful atmosphere, well, as well air-conditioned, especially for this time of the year. Then we go on down to the Douglas Theater in downtown Macon, Georgia, and check out the Oscar-winning film Selma, which will be showing at 2 p.m. Wednesday afternoon at the Douglas Theater. 2 p.m. Wednesday afternoon, June 10th, at the Douglas Theater. The admission is free for senior citizens, so definitely check that out. And if you happen to be a caregiver of a senior citizen and you happen to come along with that senior, I think the admission may be free for you as well. So definitely check that out. Definitely see the movie. It's very well made, and I highly recommend it. Highly recommend it. And that pretty much rounds out our big three-day weekend online. We went from talking about getting your free donuts from Krispy Kreme, Dunkin' Donuts, on Friday, we talked about heroes, those who survived, those who were fallen heroes, remembering the late, great, Bo Biden, the vice president's son, and those who fought on D-Day 71 years ago this past Saturday. And on Sunday today, we talked about champions, especially particularly Serena Williams winning her 20th Grand Slam victory and her third French Open title yesterday. Yesterday afternoon after the show was ended. Also, Coach Dooley finally receiving his 57 Auburn NCAA championship ring that was stolen 4 years ago. Congratulations to him. And also, a huge, huge winner making history, the horse, American Pharoah, who was the first horse in 37 years to win the Triple Crown. That is the Preakness, the Kentucky Derby, and Belmont Stakes horse races. Congratulations to you and your family, the owners, the jockey, everybody. Congratulations to all the winners, all the champions here. And on Sunday, we talk about, well, that's pretty much it. We talk about champions, championships, and watermelons, too. Keep yourself cool, everybody. Anyway, that's all the time we have here on the Tomorrow's Radio Show. Be sure to check us out every Friday afternoon at 5 p.m., every Saturday and Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. We're always going to be shown, always going to be on live on Blog Talk Radio. Definitely check us out. If you don't know, just tell your friends about us. And just check out our link at www.blogtalkradio.com/ It's Marvelous Radio Show with two L's. So definitely check us out. If you want to advertise with us, please contact us either by calling me at 478-731-1926 or call Marvella at 478-228-3715. You can tweet me at dbarrett478, or you can email us, email the show, it's marvelousradioshow@gmail.com. Definitely check out our It's Marvelous Radio Show Facebook page if you ever get a chance to go online. And that's pretty much about it. So keep yourselves cool. Don't get delirious. In fact, speaking of delirious, I just want to give a shout-out if he happens to be listening. If he is, I hope he is listening, at least right now. Happy birthday to Prince. Yes. Happy 57th birthday to Prince. He is 57 years old today. I hope you're having a wonderful, beautiful, marvelous, purple birthday. And I'm going to close the show with Delirious from his critically acclaimed 1999 double album. So thank you, everybody. Thank you for listening to us. Have a marvelous week, and we will see you next weekend. Have a marvelous weekend, everyone, and happy birthday to you, Prince. I can't get rid of my disillusion.
hands. Body is the weaker of the stand.
Yeah.